May we all spread our branches like the mustard seed. Amen. Our two parables today have me contemplating both mastery and the importance of trying, of showing up without seeking outside recognition, but instead that inner recognition which comes with knowing we are living into our fullest potential. And I was listening recently to a talk called Embrace the Near Win, given by Harvard professor Sarah Lewis. And she started talking about mastery in a way that really stood out to me and stayed with me. She shared a story about archery and going to Columbia's Baker Athletics Complex. She wanted to see something called the Archer's Paradox, which is the idea that in order to actually hit the target, the archer has to aim at something slightly skew from it. So Sarah went and watched the archers practice for 3 hours. And she was struck by the experience, and she shares, "It's so rare in American culture. There's so little that's vocational about it anymore. To look at what doggedness looks like with this level of exactitude, what it means to align your body posture for 3 hours in order to hit a target, pursuing a kind of excellence in obscurity. Success is hitting that 10 ring, but mastery is knowing that it means nothing if you can't do it again and again. Mastery is not just the same as excellence, though. It's not the same as success, which she sees as an event, a moment in time, and a label that the world confers upon you. Mastery is not a commitment to a goal, but to a constant pursuit. We thrive not when we've done it all, but when we still have more to do." And this led me to thinking about prayer and my own recent struggling with praying. While every fiber of my being knows how important praying is for me, knows how much I need prayer and the time and space to pray, questions like, how is it that I can pray for the needs of others without struggle? But what does it mean for me to struggle with my own praying and prayers? So I started with why. Why the avoidance? And I was feeling tiny, like a little mustard seed, caught in soils called success, and measuring myself against ideas of success. I was getting mired in grand ideas of what success is. Then I heard Sarah Lewis's talk the same day that I went to Spiritual Direction. And there I talked about my struggling with praying. And this got me thinking about commitment and doggedness and just showing up. The way I pray is that I need silence. I need things that keep me contemplating and thinking about things. I need scripture that isn't only for writing sermons. I need time to take walks by myself or with others, but with the agreement that we don't talk until the end of the walk. So, knowing this, the next morning, I came to church with the task of I will pray before I do anything else mantra. And as I'm walking into the building and heading to my office, I start thinking about my to-dos. My to-dos, while important, are my prayer life thief. And I started to think, okay, I'll just do this and this and then pray. But I stopped myself, reminded myself that the morning was gorgeous. I put my things down and grabbed "When in Doubt, Sing," "Prayer," and "Daily Life." And then I sat on our bench by the door, cascaded in sunlight and warmth, and went into centering prayer. Centering prayer grounds me to all that is bigger than myself, connects me to my inner self, to the inner space of discovering God's love within me. It is for me a space that is glorious to be within, and amazing as I return back to the now. Much like the mustard seed that, when sown and grows up, becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. I begin to re-see and re-feel all the potential within myself, gifts given for the using where I am rooted, a better place for having been present within it with others. Engaging prayerfulness keeps our hearts oriented towards gratitude, reminds us that success is a grasping towards and for, that often leaves an emptiness in its wake. Well, mastery is about the quality of. Prayerfulness is mindfulness in the moment. It is like building the mastery of prayer that is all about relationships, showing up to ourselves, showing up to be with God, about striving for growth and an inward knowing of goodness. Engaging prayerfulness helps us to thrive, to know we haven't done it all, and we still have more to do. Amen.